Professor Robertson said the monitoring team is continuing to observe very low levels of activity at Las Ofrevas volcano. He said the only physical activity at the volcano is the steaming, as well as lahars when there is heavy rainfall.
Well, activities continues on the same trend, a period of unrest in between eruption, and which means that you're having a few small earthquakes. I think the biggest one we had in the last report was a magnitude 2 that was somewhere in the southwest. But, you know, you have them. Usually they are too small for people to feel, and they're not as frequent as it was when we had our left explosive period in the dome building. So activity mainly in terms of physical activity continues to be the steaming that people will see from the summit. And when you have heavy rainfalls, you'll have lahars, which is the material being remobilized. So the activity continues more or less, as you've said.
Professor Robertson said it has been observed that pyroclastic deposits have been steaming from the heavy rainfall, which indicates that they are still hot. He said this is one of the reasons why persons should not visit the volcano, as such deposits will remain hot for a period of time.
One of the interesting things that happened, certainly, and I think we posted a picture on it, was one of the times when during the excessive rain that we have over the last couple of days yesterday, mm-hmm. Is the steaming in the valleys itself, certainly on the upper parts of the, you know, Wallabo, Roseau, places like that, places where pyroclastic flows had come down. And the steaming, as seen from the observatory, indicate to us that the deposits in some of the valleys are still hot. From what we know of pyroclastic deposits, they can remain hot for a long time. So therefore, you know, it goes back to the point about going into the valleys are dangerous, not only from a lahar perspective when it's raining, but certainly in some of the valleys where pyroclastic flows have come down, you still have hot deposits close to the surface, and therefore they will steam. Mm-hmm. When it's raining, and of course, you know, they'll burn you and cause damage if you go and walk on them and somehow get into contact with them.
Professor Robertson also provided an update on the journey to the summit following his last field visit.
So we made another trip up yesterday, and I'm more or less going to be doing that until I leave. I'm probably going to be trying to go on the other side next time, at least at some point. Yesterday was a clearer day, so it was better. It wasn't perfect. We had hoped it would be perfect, so we actually had a couple of people up there with drones, and we were planning to fly them, but the conditions, both because of the wind, your overcast conditions wasn't perfect, but we did get some clear views in, and you will see some pictures. You can see the trail. The guys at forestry and national parks have done a fantastic job with fixing up the trail, particularly in the lower parts of it, stabilizing it, making sure that, you know, certainly all the tree branches and everything is out of the way. So that it's not that bad all the way up to what we call Jacob's Wells, although there are places where, if you're not familiar with the trail, you could go off track because it's not as clearly marked as it used to be, certainly as you get above the place we call the bench.
That was head of the Las Ofrevas monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Las Ofrevas volcano update.